honestly, have you listened to a podcast lately? Like, basically people doing and saying whatever the fuck they feel like doing and saying. Right? You're waiting for this question, which is gonna be, which is perfect, because I know it's gonna be ridiculous.
I have to admit, I'm a little bit slightly as nervous as I can be in this comfortable situation.
This actually is not a curveball. I actually warned you particularly with this question.
Okay.
But you know, we'll get it started right now. So,
fire away.
First, it'll be the intro. You know what I'm saying? Yo, what up, y'all? Show homeboy Trek Life. You are live and direct on Rap Sucks Radio with me, Trek Life, and your homeboy Kev Sakota.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying? And let's start off with the question of the day. As we start off with, yo, Kev, how many episodes do you think it will take before you admit that I'm right about everything?
Probably more than we're gonna do. Which I'm guessing is two or three. So at least two or three episodes.
Yo, what up? This is Romeo, and you're listening to Rap Sucks Radio. All
right. I have no idea what the fuck we're supposed to talk about.
Oh, my God.
No, I mean, I'm saying. Do you remember any other topics and shit? This is actually the first podcast. For those of y'all who decided to tune in, this is actually episode one of Rap Sucks Radio. We actually got a special guest in the house for the first episode. My man, DJ360, as you guys all formerly knew him. He actually changed his his DJ name to Six Rock officially.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and he's also a comedian.
I have a question.
Sure.
Is there another DJ360?
Yes.
There okay.
is. There's like 500 of them.
Oh, okay.
But the one that we're most familiar with is a female DJ.
That's why I was confused.
Yeah.
Because I saw pictures or something.
Oh, and you saw like a flyer with DJ360.
That does not look like.
That does not look like Dennis at all. What if it was him? Like, you had been in New York for how many years? So you came back and Six had turned into like a 5'8" Filipino woman.
More power to you.
Here at Rap Sucks Radio, we embrace all of anyway. We should probably put the Jussie Smollett thing to bed. Like on this episode, right?
Okay.
Right. I mean, I think that's a fair thing to do immediately. Not just Jussie Smollett, but the whole idea of like,
yeah, let's kick it off by keeping it super current.
What are we supposed to do here?
Like, I don't know.
We're both old enough to
neither
still be talking
of us knows
about
what
things.
We're doing.
No,
but I know you have some deeper thoughts on.
I just don't like the whole idea that it's a big deal. I can't buy into it, and it's not just the Jussie Smollett thing. It's like it's any time. Let's say a woman falsifies a claim of assault. Like, I just don't buy into the fact that it sets a whole movement back when those things happen. I can't buy into that. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's where I'm at with the whole Jussie Smollett thing. Like, the idea that Jussie Smollett is that somehow he's ruined, you know, black rights and gay rights and rights for all humanity. By you know, acting a fool.
Oh, you think he's just a jerk? Like, you're a jerk.
That's it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, people want him dead and all kinds of nonsense. And I'm thinking, what's the point of all that? You know what I'm saying?
Well, do we really even know what happened, though? I feel like I still don't really know what happened. Maybe because I stopped caring at some point.
Well, it was one of the fastest care not care movements in recent history, right?
Right.
It was like 1 week everybody was talking about it. And people were willing to throw dude right off the top of a roof without knowing what happened. And then all of a sudden, like, you know, everyone stopped talking about it. Like, it was almost immediate, it seems like.
Yeah, but that's how everything is these days.
Yes. It seemed like there's been more in it. There was so much energy behind it that you thought we'd be talking about it for the next fucking 5 years. But
I mean, if what he did hurts the... you know, the next person who has an issue like that or goes through something like that and who says, you know, like, I want to put these people on blast. They did this negative thing to me or whatever. Then,
right.
Then, yeah, if that hurts that person, then that's kind of messed up.
But is it possible? Or wouldn't that be an issue with our justice system? That's a justice system. If I go into a police station right now and say two white dudes cracked me over the head and they had MAGA hats on and the chief of police says, nah, we're not going to investigate this.
Make sure you keep your hands out of your pockets while you're doing it.
Right. It was like, wait a minute. Wait. Sorry, he came in here, you know, asking questions. We shot him. What are you supposed to do? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I mean, well, that was the whole thing with the Me Too movement, is that women felt empowered to say, okay, well, this was my story, right? Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, like, they empowered each other.
Right.
Which I would assume is nobody thinks is not a positive.
Well, I mean.
Thing.
Fair enough.
Well, I don't know. Do you?
I mean, 60's not a super women's rights advocate. No, I'm just kidding. No, I mean, of course, well, you have the, I mean, cancel culture is also followed. I think the biggest enemy to cancel culture is the, why are you tripping culture? Or, you know, men go through it too, or, you know what I'm saying? White people go through it too. You know, white people are oppressed as well. It's like, okay, that's not what anybody's saying. And I think that kind of goes back to the, why I want to kill this idea that you can be bothered. Of course, you should be bothered by what homeboy did, or any time anybody falsifies a claim against anyone for that matter, right? But to be, people made it out to be like, this is the end, that the movement's over. Anything that Dr. King accomplished was ended by Jussie Smollett that single day. And I don't really understand it. So I had asked a question online, like, okay, well, who bothers you more?
Right.
Dylan Roof or Jussie Smollett? Like, you know what I'm saying? Because that one's
is,
actions.
That is the ultimate false equivalency.
It should be.
Right.
But we didn't even bat an eye at Dylan Roof. We didn't even think about it.
I disagree.
I didn't see no memes. I ain't see no memes.
Well, Jussie Smollett, though, listen, if multiple people die, nobody should be making memes.
Well, should they? Okay, but the police take your homeboy to get a cheeseburger before they prosecute him.
Yeah, but that's just the you know, general level of fuckery around the culture that allowed this dude to exist.
Right, which ultimately is the very reason why it would be more important to express a certain level of outrage, because all you have on the internet is outrage, and your outrage means something.
But
right?
That's my point. That's the whole thing. Is that social? We know what to expect in social media sort of culture, right?
Right.
That you expect people to make fun of things that they probably shouldn't be making fun of.
Fair.
Or making light of situations that are probably a lot more complicated and complex than you know, a meme allows you to sort of examine it in. With Dylan Roof, it was like, nah, that's really serious.
Right.
With the thing, with what happened in New Zealand, very serious. What happened with the synagogue in Pennsylvania, that's very serious, right? So people are like, God bless them. At least there's a line there, right?
Right, but the discussion, the post-discussion, is as though these things are passé. Mm. And that the real damage done to society is when something like Jussie Smollett happens. But the real damage done to society is when something like, you know, Dylan Roof happens, or something like what, you know, recent New Zealand happened, or, you know, those, that's when the real, or when, you know, at a protest, a dude speeds his car into a woman and kills her. Like,
right.
Like, these are things that reflect a damaged society. Some clown actor dude who, you know, had a fairly okay career, ruining his own career, at least momentarily, by acting like an idiot, is not really signs of a failing society. That's the thing that I don't really understand.
Yeah. Well, I guess we're not saying opposing, we're not giving opposing opinions. What I'm saying is that people will draw a line at some point. It's like Jussie Smollett's situation. If everything he said was true, it would be, you know, something that black folks, that gay folks would be like, you know, like justifiably offended by.
Right.
Up in arms over, justifiably, you know, that the fact that they called out the MAGA hats, it's like, okay, well, then that becomes a political thing as well. But it's all within the realm of stuff that we talk about every day on social media.
Right.
You know, so people are you know, they kind of feel a license to like go, like, there you go. There's your topic of the day. Go nuts.
Right.
I don't think people were really putting anything particularly special on it. Also, it's the circle that we revolve in, which is not every voice out there. I don't. Well, absolutely. I'm not going out there listening to what the Fox News crowd or the MAGA crowd thinks about.
Well, as more people listen to the show, they need to understand that I am the person who says, man, look, don't click on the comments because all you're going to do is read stupid shit. And the first thing that I do is see a news article and click on the comments. But it doesn't upset me because I'm already ready for nonsense. I just like to see the pulse of society. And, you know, again, it's only my view. Mm-hmm. So I'm scrolling through and what I see is negative is how it affects me negatively. So I'm very aware that it's my own view, which is not real life data. Right. But still, when you see people super upset at a person who really ultimately it should not have any legitimate impact. If it does have a legitimate impact, then you really need to be more upset at the justice system and the police force, because again, if people can make claims or you know, say that they were harmed by a certain group of people and it's not going to be investigated because of what happened in some news story 3 or 4 days ago, 3 or 4 months ago, 3 or 4 years ago, uh-huh. then that's not a Jussie Smollett problem. That's a system problem. That's a justice system.
Yeah, but I think all the comments about it are made with the assumption, and all the comments that I saw were made by people who already operate under the assumption that when it comes to, you know, people of color, any community, the gay community, any LGBTQ community, they're not paying attention to it anyway.
Right.
And whatever happened or didn't happen to Jussie Smollett has nothing to do with how they view that. And you know, that's not to say that I don't even know how it was actually handled. It seems like they did whatever they felt like they were supposed to do. Right. And I'm sure they were.
Well, they were very, you know, you as know. Notably, they're reasonably the police force was really upset about it. But anyway, I just, you know, that I just want to dead the issue.
He's definitely out here tripping, though.
He certainly is. That is the out here tripping of the day. Yeah. That's how we start to show off. Like, yeah. You know, Jussie Smollett out here tripping for real. Yo, here's another thing for you, though, real quick, because mm-hmm. this is kind of how the show works, me presenting bullshit that I've been thinking about and you responding to it.
Okay.
Hey. All right, this is going to be stupid, though.
Why stop now?
Why stop now? Why do people hate Instagram models?
I don't think they do. I think half of the people hate Instagram models.
You think half? Well, that's 50%. It's a half. Half of the people... Yeah. Would
less than 50% voted for the president.
Hey, dude, here you are. Here we are. We're doing it. Yeah, I mean, come on. Popular vote versus. Cool. We'll give this all over to Wisconsin in a minute. But no, shout out to Wisconsin, by the way. But either way.
I'm a fan of cheese.
You know what I'm saying? I like the fact that the Green Bay Packers, whatever. No, again, it comes back down to the idea of canceling, you know, cancel culture. But I think one thing I find interesting about the Instagram model, you know, thing is that body image has changed quite a bit up to this point, right? And in a weird way, whether you like it or not, the Instagram model actually represents a full-on change in the idea of beauty, because it doesn't have to fit into a cosmo ideology or a, you know, what is it? What's the name of the swimsuit edition? I can't even remember the name
of it. Sports Illustrated?
Sports Illustrated. Swimsuit edition ideology. Like, the whole idea of body image has actually changed. So
you're saying it's a positive?
I think it's an absolute positive. And it's also, I mean, if you can make your own money off of your own brand, you know, what do y'all want them to do? Y'all want them to go work at call centers because you want them there? Or can you just not click on the thing and leave it at that? You know what I'm saying?
I think the hate's always been there. Now, Instagram just gave a voice to them.
Right.
You know, different types of, you know, if you're going to be a model, you're modeling based on your look.
Right.
Whatever that may be.
Right.
And in the past, your look may not have been, quote unquote, mainstream or whatever. But now you have a platform. God bless you.
Right. I think that's where
but
I'm at with it.
That
right?
same voice has been given to all the people who used to look at whatever, the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, and said, where's the, you know, fill in the body part on that girl?
This is a kid-friendly show.
Of course it is.
No, yeah. where are the titties? Or where's the whatever? Like, I'm just saying, you would look at, if you're a young man, you're used to a certain body image, you know, where the ass at? Where the whatever at? And it's not to say that one body image is better than the other, especially, you know, I've heard plenty of dudes claim that they only will mess with this and mess with that, and then I'll see them a month later, and that's the total opposite of the physical thing they said they wanted. But
that's because men are full of shit.
Well, entirely, right? I mean, that's basically what this whole podcast is about. But
I was not aware of that, but it could very well be.
But anyway, yeah, it's kind of one of those things where I don't. You know, again, it's like, I don't really understand. But I do think that that is the interesting thing. Again, internet culture, which is basically what this whole first episode could actually end up kind of being going towards. Mm. Internet culture is always like kind of ragged upon, but we're not really considering all the positive things that have come from internet culture. Like, even the outrage culture that everybody hates, you look and you realize, like, Harvey Weinstein is basically being investigated due to the Me Too movement. Mm. Bill Cosby ultimately was the Me Too movement, or Hannibal Buress, and then, you know, but Hannibal Buress has been talking about that. Other comedians have been talking about Bill Cosby for like 20 years.
Absolutely.
It wasn't until there was a kind of a...
He put a fine point on it, though.
He sure did. He actually sure did.
He put a fine point on it in a eloquent and very blunt way.
He certainly did.
Which brought that situation to a head. But yeah, no, to me, internet culture has accelerated communication, right?
Right.
You know, everything from you know, instant messenger to email to text messages to Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff. So if you accelerate the communication, then all of the people who have a reason to, you know, like, people aren't going to sit down and write, far fewer people are going to sit down and write hate mail to Sports Illustrated about right. their swimsuit issue.
Right, unfortunately.
Because I'm going to sit down and hand write out and delineate the problems that I have with the, you know, Miss February or whatever the hell it was, you know. But it's so easy to just jump online now, like, you know.
It is. And it also kind of changes an ideology. If we're talking about Sports Illustrated, or we're talking about, you know, Instagram models, or we're talking about that, like, this, to me, Instagram models are the Jet Magazine models of our time. Right, like Jet Magazine models is all around bedrooms for centuries. It felt like centuries. You walk into somebody's room, six over here, Rock is over here laughing, but I'm dead ass serious. You walk into your homeboy room and it's Jet Magazine models posted all on the wall and dudes knew names, and I was like, they have names, like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not familiar again with Jet Magazine. Well,
fair enough, but. But at the end of the day, it was also kind of like a community secret. You know what I'm saying? That's now a little bit out of the bag and not needing, I mean, Instagram, of course, is the outlet, but not needing a pass to be given from some, you know, photographer or whatever. You can just
start posting pictures and that's the end of the story. You took the gatekeepers out of the equation,
which is to a large extent, right?
You also took out of the equation the gatekeepers that were going to, you know, protect you.
Right, block,
you
know, the hate.
So, yeah, because I'm sorry, but if you're a plus-size model,
yeah,
you have much more of a voice now.
Of course, as you should.
As you should.
Yeah.
You also are consciously going and exposing yourself to the same stuff you've been hearing.
Right.
All these years, you know, you have to turn off the comments, right? You have to...
Yeah.
Tune out from all that. I mean, I don't know. I'm assuming that you're still hearing a lot of negative stuff.
Sure.
If, you know, just like any comments.
Right. I mean, and that's...
You Barack Obama, one of the, you know, most eloquent politicians that has ever held office, let alone been a president, mm-hmm. our first black president, you could post a video on YouTube of him delivering the eulogy
right.
at the church after Dylann Roof.
Right.
Singing Amazing Grace with right. a cracked voice.
Yes.
Bringing everybody who has even a small, tiny bit of heart
right.
to tears. And you're going to get comments using all types of N-words.
Yeah, well...
For no particular reason.
Right.
Other than I could do it.
Other than the fact that you can...
That was your power. You could do it.
Yeah, well, that's why I've had this kind of long-term ideology that... media outlets that consider themselves real media outlets, you know, I mean, a lot would argue about CNN. I'm just saying, I'm going to use CNN as an example. They shouldn't have a comment section.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a legitimate, well-sourced media outlet. I don't really need your discussion here. You can take the discussion to wherever you want to take it.
Mm.
Now, if you want to do something, you know, small and kind of pointless, like, you know, in sports, The Athletic or whatever, okay, fine. Or, you know, your typical kind of Lakers blog where it's like, where the rumors are ridiculous, where it's like, you know, Brandon Ingram once, you know, fell off a roof and landed on his neck. And then that's why, you know, it's like, okay, this is what we're going to do here. So, you know what I'm saying? But I think that that's another thing about internet culture. I think that, to me, that's a dark side. To me, the fact that you have that voice, you shouldn't be able to use maybe an Instagram platform. That's fine. If you post a picture or you post a video and you keep the comments on, then more power to you, right? Mm-hmm. But if I'm Bloomberg, your input is unnecessary here. I've sourced this. You can take this to your platform and discuss it if you want, but you won't discuss it on my platform. And I believe that if you believe you're a legitimate news media outlet, I don't think you should have a comment section, in my opinion. Well, obviously, if I said I don't think you should have one, it is my opinion. But,
right.
You know, that's what
that's how that works.
That's how that works. I said it, so it's my opinion. I don't think you should have one. I think that's one thing that we do, I think, wrong.
I feel like I've been seeing more and more, like, certain pieces where they know, you know, they know it's going to be controversial. They'll just turn it off.
I think that's a wise decision.
You know, which, you know, it's up to you, man.
Well, it is, but it's also...
Just like on Facebook, you can choose to make things shareable, or you can choose to allow certain people to see things. It's like, yeah.
But I think it's...
Know your audience. Know the room.
I think in one... Know the room.
Read the room.
Well, I think in one sense, when it's a legitimate, quote-unquote legitimate media source, I think you're... There's no need to empower the voice, whether it's positive or negative. I read a story. I like that story. Then, okay, I like it. I share it. I discuss it wherever I share it. I hate it. I discuss it wherever I share it.
Right.
That would be my argument. And I do notice a little bit more. I just think it should be entirely off.
But the dumb people don't know how to share things.
Good. Then, you know, then we're removing their voice. You know what I'm saying? You kind of see it on Twitter quite a bit more, which I think Twitter is like the, you know, the cavern of hell.
I've been getting back into Twitter.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's the worst place on the planet.
Yeah. It was it's a journey, man. it is a journey.
It's a terrifying, terrifying journey. It's like, what are you doing with your life on this? No, I can't. I'm not that deep in the shade, but wow. Twitter is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we sound old as fuck right now, too.
No, well, it's not crazy because we're old. There's a lot of, we're old. But that's not the reason why. Twitter is crazy.
Twitter is insane. On Twitter, I actually learned that Kodak Black punched Sticky Fingers from Onyx, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know my feelings on that.
Well, I don't, actually. And if I know them, they don't know them, so.
This is all I'll say. Because I think he said some other super controversial stuff about other topics since then.
Right.
Which, yeah.
Whatever.
Just keep your mouth shut, dude.
No, no.
Like, honestly.
It pays the bills.
I feel like I was starting, you know, it takes a lot for me to listen to new artists.
As it should.
He passed the threshold. I was like, oh, this dude's actually, you know, I can understand some of the words he's saying, which is super high bar right now. I can actually understand. It's like, oh, okay, so he's rapping in English. That's a plus. He's on beat.
That's fair.
That's not 100% these days.
Okay.
You rap on beat, have a little bit of rhythm. And he's actually saying certain things. I'm like, cool. And then he's got one of the dopest beats that came out last year, in my opinion.
Fair.
Cool. He looks like somebody's uncle with face tats, which is kind of weird to me. I don't know why I feel that way either, because I've never heard anyone else say that.
He looks like somebody's uncle.
I'm assuming he's in his early 20s, and he appears a little bit older.
Sure, sure.
All good. The best lyric he ever spit was old head energy. Awesome.
Which is, yeah, that the reason why, for those of you guys who have not heard the story, the reason why, here on Rap Sucks Radio, by the way, if you've heard it first, you heard it here first, which you shouldn't have.
Yeah, rap does suck.
In this case, which is why we're talking about other shit. He said he punched Sticky Fingers because he didn't like his old man energy.
Old head energy.
Old head energy, yes. Yeah.
It's not old man energy.
It's old head energy, yeah. I didn't like his old head energy.
It's like the worst Pornhub category.
I fuck with that. If you're going to do that, I fuck with that. I just need you to keep that same feeling.
Young head energy.
When you meet Freddie Fox. You know what I'm saying? Like, keep it rolling. Like, roll up to Freddie Fox now. Just keep punching your way through. I just want to see you make it to the other end of this story. Because
I'm quite sure. I don't know Fox.
Yeah.
I'm quite sure that Fox is not trying to cater to your young head energy.
Exactly. And what's Sticky Fingers? What, 5'4", 5'3"? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you punch Sticky Fingers. I'm not saying Sticky Fingers can't scrap. I'm not saying anything about your scrap skills as Kodak Black scraps. Maybe he's the scrappiest scrapper ever.
Wasn't Stick trying to challenge people to boxing matches back in the day, too?
You know what? I don't even know. The last time
was
I heard...
Was it Fredro?
Yeah, the only thing... First of all,
I know the names of two members of Onyx. That's a plus.
Fair. I know the one that was on
contributed
Moesha.
Contributed to the conversation immensely.
I think the last Onyx, I know the one that was on Moesha and Sticky Fingers.
What?
And
I think that's what they have on the back of their jerseys. number 4 from the Onyx team, Sticky Fingers. Number 16.
The one that was on Moesha. Onyx was like the Homie Shug's favorite group, and I can
as I would expect,
and that makes a lot of sense. Now I remember when Onyx dropped. I just remember like that was crazy.
It was the heavy metal of rap.
It was.
That was straight up.
That was about as raw as a record. I mean, as raw of a single.
Yeah.
By energy, you know what I'm saying? Until. I think Wu-Tang was shortly after that. Am I timelining that right?
Wu-Tang was I don't. Yeah, I'm not sure, but Wu-Tang came with had a consciousness to it as well. Like
Wu-Tang was before
5% consciousness to it, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, that's right. Wu-Tang was before because Onyx wasn't wasn't part of the horrorcore thing, were they?
You mean like Grave Diggers and stuff?
Yeah, because that was certainly after Wu-Tang.
I felt like that was also like some Prince Paul tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, it absolutely too, right? Was.
Like what Master Ace did.
Well, yeah, but Russell Simmons
was
did the whole horrorcore thing, and that was like supposed to be a thing.
Onyx, I was just like, wow, you guys are really angry. Mm-hmm. I want to know. I want to delve into what has made you so angry.
None of it was explained on
after
any
record. You have a record deal... you've been in the studio. This is the 90s, so you probably took a car service to get to the studio. It was probably a nice studio with a nice 24 track.
Right.
You know. And then you go to the photo shoot. You still look super angry.
It's just
pissed.
It's like, you know, the cameraman, show me angry. Like, this isn't angry enough. Like, stop smiling. You know what I'm saying? What are you guys doing? You stand further from him and be more uncomfortable. You guys
okay,
look
this
very
is what
friendly.
We're going to do today. First of all, stop smiling.
Right. There's a cemetery over there. Stand in front of that. All jokes aside, it was a crazy, crazy record, though. It just, that single, Slam, was crazy
I remember
single.
Two songs.
And it did not hold up well, either.
Oh, I don't even know. Oh my I remember gosh, Slam, and I remember Throw Your Guns. Throw Your Guns, I was like,
I don't know if that's good or bad. I think that's just...
I was like, why? Hold on to your gun. you're really pissed.
Keep your guns. Yeah. No, try to play that record now and like, you know, your old
what,
school.
What, Slam?
Yeah, people... people just look at you like, okay, what are we supposed to do with this again? Oh, we're supposed to slam now?
I feel like that would, we're not gonna do that would work. It snapback though.
That's absolutely where I'm getting all my information from here.
Oh, really?
Slam does not go over well with snapback. There's shout out to all my DJs if you decide to listen to this. DJs, like, now because of Serato, there's records you got to play for like 14 seconds. And then you just got to get out of them. Yeah. Like, slam, da da da, and just go to the next one. Like, it's like, you know what I'm saying? You can't play the verse. People don't know the verse, people only know the chorus. So no one bothered to memorize the lyrics to Slam.
I did.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah. The one person, a person that would not be on the dance floor at any club for any reason.
That's not necessarily true.
That's absolutely entirely
true. But I will say this.
All right.
The hook of that song, I would love to hear the Village People do the hook of that song. If you think about the hook of that song, it is not the most masculine hook in the world.
Let the boys be boys. Slam, let the boys. Oh, God, it's horrible. All right, so now we're on to the next subject real quick. So we've been talking about internet culture and cancel culture. It's difficult to figure out who's canceled. I know for certain R. Kelly is canceled. I think that's in the bag. We've canceled R. Kelly. Yeah. We've canceled Bill Cosby. We should have already canceled Harvey Weinstein. It doesn't matter what happens going forward.
I don't think Harvey Weinstein was in a position to he was just...
Your name came out. You get canceled, right?
Yeah, I guess.
You know what I'm saying? I think Jussie is canceled. But we have not canceled anybody officially yet. And I feel like we can officially cancel. What's her name? Jess Incredible? Jess what? Jess Hilarious?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know the entire story. So, I mean, I know enough of it to cancel it. But let me hear the story.
Yeah, but see, that's your whole problem with the cancel culture.
Well, I know enough.
I don't know
of
enough
it.
About it. That's the phrase, right? That's the phrase that's the problem. I don't know enough. And I'm not defending her.
I know enough,
but I will defend somebody just to pose a counter-argument to you. Just to have an argument with you.
Fair.
Worth it to defend somebody who I find indefensible.
Right.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing, right? We're talking about cancel culture. The whole issue that we, I think, agree on is that cancel culture is somewhat counterproductive.
It is, to some degree.
Well, and then, you know, it involves... That's the whole thing. I don't really know what's going on, but I don't like it.
Right.
That's not...
Well, first of all, there's not...
That is what it is.
That is what it is, and worded poorly. To know enough about something to cancel somebody means that you know... You know, the base of the story.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Most people in cancel culture just need somebody else to cancel them, and then that's the end of it. Because, look, man, if you're going to go through a long career like some of these people have gone through, it's a short one, whatever.
Right.
You're going to do a good amount of good and bad. You're going to have some bad speaking engagements. You're going to have some situations with fans. I know Talib, personally, I thought it was perfectly fine, but he kicked a fan in the head for heckling and kicked him right off stage. And I thought that was one of the greatest things that he's ever done. And I like a lot. That's, you know what I'm saying? The Reflection Eternal record was amazing. Yeah. But the kick in the head to the fan?
That went platinum.
That was platinum. I fuck with it. Because I don't understand why you would stand there and heckle somebody at their show for the whole damn show. Like, just leave.
Go home.
Right. There's other places you can be. So if you catch a swift kick to the head after I've asked you multiple times, then so be it.
Yeah,
I can tell you a quick story.
It's bad to get kicked in the head generally.
Generally, yeah.
If you get kicked in the head by someone who's on stage.
On stage.
You're dumb.
You're an idiot. Yeah. You earned that kick.
You. Yes.
All right, so explain this. Jess Hilarious is her name?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jess.
I think it's Jess _ Hilarious.
Oh, Jess Knock It Off is probably what it is. Okay, go ahead. I'm listening.
She evidently... got on a flight, saw four men, and expressed that she was concerned and she was scared, and implied that they may or may not have terrorist tendencies, had them kicked off the plane, indicated that they were Muslim, turns out they were Sikh. Corny from the start.
Yeah.
And then, you know. Everybody, she caught the backlash.
Yes.
She caught the proverbial smoke.
Yep.
And, which I still don't understand that phrase, because I'm old.
People don't want no smoke.
Didn't want no smoke.
Nope.
and then she apologized, you know. But the whole thing is like, if that's the reason that, okay, so if you take the 100% of people who heard this story,
fam,
and then saw the picture of you with your real hair, and then and Six Rock and pulling up conveniently for us now.
Six Rock pulled up another bit of information that we got to continue to go into. But
if that's how people find out about you, then you got to do it. You got to run backwards.
Yeah.
Real fast.
Yeah.
You know, like it's one thing if you're, I feel like it's one thing if you're Kevin Hart and it's like you've hustled your butt off and you've gotten to where you are and you know, and you are like America's sweetheart.
Right.
And then it comes out like, oh, you said, just like everybody else.
Right.
You said something super dumb.
Right.
Years ago. And now that's what's going to be brought up to keep you from doing something that maybe is a milestone in your career.
Sure.
You take the L.
Yeah.
And then you do what you can to apologize or not, or whatever he did, which I felt like I was like, what are you doing, dude? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, your life's going to go on. Everyone's life's going to go on. Cool. Whatever.
I wouldn't have apologized, but yeah.
She
needed to apologize.
She's buried under a mountain, an avalanche of L's.
Yeah.
Right now.
And she, you know, that's where you belong, under all of these L's.
Yeah, and it all seems like, that's the whole thing. It evidently, everything that happened, that has been reported, happened.
Yeah.
So she screwed up.
It was on video.
Right.
Oh. And she was the one that took the video. Mm. So it's like you told him.
TMZ'd herself.
Yeah, you snitched yourself, right? Yeah. You snitched on yourself, right? Yeah. So we should not say snitched on. We should say you snitched yourself. So it's like you pissed yourself. Anyway. Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I just think at some point, especially for you know, this is not a just to like seclude or isolate white people in these type of conversations, but I feel like people of color got to know better. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like in America and in, you know, countries of the same ilk, you know what I'm saying? Your UK, your Great Britain's, your, you know, whatever. Like, we have to know
there's
better.
There's actually only one Great Britain, but that is true. Go on.
Well, great. Your countries of the ilk is what I was trying to say. I used the word ilk, and you got on me for putting
the S on
the
short purpose. Word that you, biggest yeah. three-letter word that you've ever
that used. Is true. That is true. I think that people of color just got to know better. You got to know better in these situations. You have to know that you have to understand that it's been difficult for all of us to varying degrees. And some people will argue and have struggle arguments. I don't really do that. I think that's goofball. And, you know, you're probably a corny person if you have that type of argument. But the fact of the matter is that we all kind of have this base understanding of being uncomfortable in a world in this country. You know what I'm saying? Even when we're the majority, there's a discomfort. So for her to do what she did, I think it's kind of a slap in the face to the one kind of connection that we all as people of color have. And that's one of the things for me personally. That's why she was immediately canceled for me. Cause I cannot, that cancel culture is interesting with regard to why you would cancel a person. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And for me, that's an immediate cancel. Now there might be another person that's like, man, I don't care what one person says about another person of color. Like we're all this or we're all that. But to me, you know, that in turn will kind of set a movement back because that's a sort of an infighting thing. You know what I'm saying? That's making it a cliquish movement. And I don't believe that that's a reasonable thing to do.
That's also the thing that's different about internet culture is that I have no idea how old she is. I assume she's relatively young, younger than us.
Right.
You are growing up as a celebrity, as a person with some amount of notoriety. You're growing up in this culture where everything that you do is being watched.
Right.
People are going to pay attention to the negative stuff you do much more prevalently than they will to the positive things you do.
Sure.
So you better be ready for that.
Right.
And I totally agree with you, but I think all of us have grown up in an era where it's like, okay, we had to evolve in our understandings, our opinions about certain things in our lives. Everybody, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and I think we've seen our parents go through similar
right.
sort of, you know, evolutions of opinion or whatever, and just understanding and appreciation and all these things. And absolutely, you know, as people of color or as people who have been regarded as a minority, you've gone through a situation where it's like, I don't want that. I don't like that.
Yeah.
That was not cool.
Yeah.
It made me want to fight somebody.
Yeah.
It made me feel angry or whatever. It's like, so yes, for us to put somebody in that situation is crazy.
It is.
Unfortunately, she's learning in real time.
Well,
in front of everybody.
In front of everybody. But then it would be probably slightly different if someone else recorded it. But you recorded it.
Yeah,
like, you were like, look, I'm going to act a complete fool. And, you know, and then I read her explanation, and it's like, it just didn't bite. Like, you still, no, you was in the wrong.
Yeah,
you
know, no, I'm not.
You were, and I'm not saying you're defending her, or anybody is going to defend her. I mean, there might be some people that defend her or whatever, and I'll say to them that, you know, you're wrong. And it's okay to be wrong, just be wrong. Like, to take a stance in the way that she did. I just thought it was, it's just one of those things where, you know, look, you're in the wrong on this one. And the only thing you can do is apologize and say, hey, that was a really bad play on my part, and leave it at that.
Yeah, I mean, there's, if nothing else, it's like, I had no idea who you are, who you were.
Yeah.
What you've done, what you've said.
Yep.
I assume you're funny because you named yourself Jess Hilarious.
Well, okay.
But you're going to have to say a lot more funny stuff now to dig yourself out of that unfunny hole you dug yourself into.
Or you can find yourself.
Go work at Walmart or something.
Yeah. Or you could find it. This is kind of the same thing. When you said work at Walmart, what I was going to say is, or you could find yourself around a bunch of people who think the same as you, and you'll be perfectly fine. You could do those shows for that audience of 30 or 40 people everywhere you
go.
That's
the one thing. I feel like that community is actually shrinking, and that's also not clearly it's not what she wants.
No,
she wants something bigger.
It shouldn't be. You should want a larger audience. You know what I mean? I think we're actually at time. I really do. It's just to kick that out there real quick, and so I just feel like I'm gonna do some quick like sports talk.
Yeah. Do it.
We should probably end the show with sports. So a quick rundown of sports. LeBron James. No, why are we doing this in Spanish? Six shows. Rock Killer just showed me.
I like how you got to know.
I was like, no.
That was the Spanish. You read like, no.
He won't be in the playoffs anymore. That's a good question. Really quick. We'll end the show with this. If you are a Laker fan like I am, and everybody in this room is, so if you're a Laker fan like we are, you're kind of to varying degrees up on what's going on. As of yesterday, the Lakers were knocked completely out of the playoffs. The inevitable was happening anyway. They were knocked out already. So when you that kind of dates this podcast, the recording of this podcast. But the last time LeBron James wasn't in the playoffs was 2005. This is where Six Rock gets to say what he say something. We'll start with you, Kev. What were you doing in 2005? The last time that LeBron James was kicked out of the playoffs.
I was probably recording a Trek Life verse of some sort.
That's true. That is true. Yeah, because Price I Pay dropped, well, officially dropped in 2006, but I think we dropped it in 2005.
Really?
Yeah, I think the Cashmere release of it was 2006, but the Us Out of the Trunk release of it was 2005.
Word.
Yeah. All right. Six. Well, I'll go next, and then you can go six. 2005, I was here in this room recording a verse. And, next episode was 2003. The battle show, the next was 2003.
Oh, wow.
2004, the Babu record came out. 2005, the Evidence record came out. Mind Right came out, and then Price I Pay came out. So I was jobless.
Why do I feel like this is on the couch? Your rap LinkedIn.
Yes, it is. This is the discography version. So yeah, 2005 was when I officially started putting records out. That is 14 years ago. Six. What were you doing in 2005 when LeBron James? By the way, shout out to my man Source, and shout out to the Sports Bar podcast, because that's actually where I got this question from. So I just want to make sure that I give them some credit. Anyway, Six Rock, what were you doing?
In 2005, I was working at Labor Ready, trying to figure out how did I get there. For those of you that don't know what Labor Ready is, it's a temp agency for ex-cons.
Are you an ex-con, Six?
No. But I was.
Did you have to lie?
You do have to lie because theoretically, wait, when
did
you.
Did Lori Loughlin get you into that temp agency?
I don't know who that is.
Felicity Huffman?
Oh my God. That is next. That's the next podcast topic. Go ahead.
See, when you go to Labor Ready, they give you a questionnaire. And normally, when you fill out a questionnaire, you think honesty is going to work in your favor. But they ask you questions like, if you see someone stealing on a job, would you tell? You're supposed to say, normally, you would. But these are ex-cons. So you don't tell on the ex-con. So you're supposed to say, no.
So you, in order to get the job.
So you got to lie.
You have to lie.
You have to lie.
This is the one.
Because I failed. Yeah, I failed the first questionnaire.
You
I was
failed
like,
a questionnaire well, to work at a place that hires convicts right out of prison.
But I didn't know.
In 2005. I didn't know it was for ex-cons. I know, I get it. And that's what people say when they fail. But I didn't know. But the thing is, let's just be clear real quick. The first time you applied to work at a place that hires ex-convicts, you failed.
Yes.
Yo, all right, we're going to shut it down with that. What up, man? My name is Trek Life. This is Rap Sucks Radio, episode one. Trek Life and Kev Sakota in the place to be. Shout out to my man, Six Rock. Official name change for Six Rock. You know what I'm saying? Six, you got something to say before we bounce out real quick? You got one? Anything you want to say?
Nah, shout out to everybody that got their rent money that's coming up.
All right.
That's very important.
All right, fair enough. Because and if you don't have your rent money, shout out to you because it's about to be a wrap.
Yeah, you're going to be sleeping in the tent. So.
All right, everybody, you know, whatever time of day you're listening, man, have a great day, have a great evening, have a great night, whatever y'all finna do. Please make sure that you are checking out rapsucksradio.com.
Subscribe.
Review.
Do not comment.
No, I'll go ahead and comment. It's okay. I'm not going to read them anyway, really. So, and neither is Kev. So, you can comment and, you know, feel free to argue, but I'm probably not going to read it. All right, y'all.
Stay labor ready.
Stay labor ready. Peace.